Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I am all in. More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. Scott Patterson here. This is the I Am All In podcast with iHeartRadio and 111 Productions. We are going to break down The Breakup Part 2, and I've said it before, I'm going to say it again, what a rollicking affair this was.
Dude.
What?
You got in a fight.
Fisticuffs. The dream come true. But what's with the, like, I gassed out so bad, I was like bending over. What? Why did I do that old man have, you know, I got limited energy thing, I got to double over here and suck wind.
You had to, though, because he was a teenager, so you couldn't really, like,
16. Luke Danes can't handle a 16-year-old. Come on, I gotta bend though. It was a headlock. I put him in a headlock. That doesn't take a lot of energy, you know.
This is episode 17, The Breakup Part 2, air date March 15th, 2001. Rebounding from a fight with Dean, Rory ends up kissing Tristan at a party, while Lorelai follows her own impulse to show up at Max's house for a night of passion.
I mean, holy cow.
Wow.
There's so much to discuss.
This was jam-packed.
Let's start with the fight. So what do you remember? Like, was it choreographed?
I was shocked that I even put my hands on him. You know, this day and age, you put your hands on somebody, you go to jail for 10 years.
But right. Yeah, I don't think you could do that these days, especially since he was a teenager like, right, you know, the older guy.
And yeah, it's like I would be, if I did that today, it would be child abuse, right? He's, how old is he in the show? 16, 17?
16, yeah.
Yeah, so that's child abuse, right?
20 years ago, I think it was probably a pretty entertaining scene. Now everyone's like,
I would have been canceled.
You would have been canceled.
I would have been canceled putting hands on a teen.
Right, for just wanting to come get a cup of coffee.
Just a cup of coffee, poor kid. You know, he didn't dump. He got dumped. Right? He kind of got dumped and then he realized, like, I need to dump her. She dumped him.
That's why I think she's holding back so much with the details. Because if you get into the details on it, I think Lorelai is going to be like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Just such, my God.
I mean, I'll give you a quick list of all the things we're going to talk about today. The breakup. Rory rearranging the furniture. The list. Suki and Jackson. Max. The party. Lane got a boyfriend. Tristan broke up with Summer.
It's too much.
The kiss. Wallowing. That's all in this episode.
Yes. In one episode.
Where do we begin?
Even Lane's hooking up. I mean, just Lane having the great scenes, you know.
Where do we start? Where do you want to start?
I mean, I think we've covered the fight. You know, we've covered the head.
No, try so hard to remember. They must have choreographed it because it was tricky.
Well, of course. Yeah, there was a fight. There's a fight coordinator and we went through it. I don't really remember, but every time there was any kind of tussle like that, like I remember with Christopher's fight, it was a fight coordinator there, like a professional fight coordinator. And they really, you know, you rehearse. So we just rehearsed a lot, I guess.
Well, and so do you shoot it once where the camera's out there with you and then you have to do it again because of the window shot where Lorelai and Rory see it through the window?
Yeah, it's like a steady cam out there with us. So it follows us around and then, yeah, they set up inside and do it to get that view. Yeah, but I was shocked that Luke went after this young boy. I mean, he's taller than me, 6'4", right? But, you know, I'm throwing down the Danes on him, man. You mess with my girls. So I'm throwing down some Danes on you, and here it is. But
why? Jared did a great job, too, because he's like, what are you talking about, bro? Like, what?
He did. He did a great job. But I hammed it up with the getting gassed so easily. It's like, that was not great.
And then Lorelai has to kind of drag you away.
Right, right. Yeah, but it's he started it. But he started it. Sounded like an idiot. Yeah, he started it. I didn't think that was very Luke-y.
You know, Looking back, yeah, do you think Luke overreacted a tad?
Uh-huh. I do. I think it was a little much, you know.
I love this episode because of the way the town is, every character gets to be in this episode because they all have to be a part of the breakup. You know, the gossip going around the town and checking on Rory. Right. So it was a great way to bring everyone back that we hadn't seen in a minute.
See, and Sally Struthers just rushes in the kitchen, Lorelai's kitchen with that brilliant entrance and that funny stuff she does. Oh, I heard it. Oh, tell her I want to talk to her. She said, what was the last line she said? What was the last thing she said? Oh, you know, I was thrown out of a moving car one time. You know, I want to talk to Rory.
Is Patty so great? The best is Kirk. Just coming over to Rory. So like that. I knew that guy sucked. I knew he wasn't a good one.
I apologize for not talking to you about it sooner.
The whole town. It's such a great way where you realize this town. And even the fact that they've never been up at that hour. And that scene was amazing. They go into Luke's and they're like, who are all these people?
Yeah. That's the morning crowd.
We didn't even acknowledge, oh my God, that Rachel, there's so much happening in this episode that we didn't even acknowledge that Rachel had you sleep in, which is like,
what does that
excuse
mean? What does that mean? What? You know, I'm, yeah, we.
I know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man.
She's like, we were up late and I was like, oh my God.
Uh-huh. I covered my eyes too. I was like, I'm blushing with that. And she was so sparkly and sunny, and Lorelai was just dying inside.
Lorelai's like fumbling her words, like just like, oh, so you're going to be around for a while. Yeah. And she's all perfect, like with the apron serving the coffee. Yeah. And you come down and you're kind of smitten because you're smiling in this. That was a great scene.
Yeah.
Like, as in Scott Patterson acting,
because
I believed it. I was like, oh my God, he totally likes her.
Yeah, I like that scene. Yeah, I like that. I enjoyed that scene. I enjoyed watching that scene. Yeah.
It was all cute. Oh God.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but we're now an item. I guess we're an item now.
Yeah, and she just moved herself right in.
After an evening at the 21st Olympiad upstairs. You know what I mean? Staying up late.
I still have to cover my
putting
eyes.
The extra work in, putting that extra work in. You know,
it's kind of interesting. It's easier for me to have Lorelai with someone else than Luke with someone else.
Really? You felt possessive? Yeah. Did you feel a little possessive somehow?
Yeah, I was uncomfortable realizing like, oh my God, they did it. Oh God. Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Whereas like with Lorelai, I think because we know she has different relationships that lead her to Luke. That one I was like, oh God. Like Luke has a girlfriend.
Not so family friendly though. He's getting a little, you know, little Channel J over there.
Mm? Yes, because Lorelai and Max was saucy too.
Yeah, that was something.
Like he was full shirt off.
Both of them. Macking on each other like they're, you know.
Oh my God. Okay, so do you think that Lorelai went back to Max because of Rory's breakup or you and Rachel or what?
All the above.
Tell me more.
Well, I mean, she's been thinking about this for, you know, ever since it didn't work out. And everything that's happened is since that time has pushed her back to knock on his door.
Yeah.
Everything, all the stress. I mean, now we've seen enough episodes where we realize that she's a great mom. She's a very compassionate, loving person, a terrific mom, smart, really knows how to sort of, you know, back off with Rory when she needs to. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and Rory's a lot like her. I'm starting to see a lot of Lorelai attributes in Rory because mm-hmm. she's tough. I mean, she's so vulnerable mm-hmm. and sweet and so smart, but she's tough like Lorelai. So she's giving it back. And Lorelai realizes, wow, she's my daughter. Of course she's going to be a little stubborn. But yeah, I mean, all this drama going around with guys, I mean, and she's thinking in a couple of years I'm empty nest and what am I going to do? But I think if she loses Luke, not to interrupt, sorry, but if she feels like she's lost Luke because put yourself in her shoes. He talks about her like she's Elle McPherson, the one that got away and the big love of his life and broke his heart into a million tiny pieces. And now she's back. She's smiling. She's serving coffee. He's happy as a clam. They were up late doing their Olympic training. And there you go. It's all over. So she's got nobody left.
Yeah.
Luke's gone. He's gone. That's it in her mind. So yeah. Hello, Max.
Yeah. And then you realize she never. So Max and Lorelai didn't break up because they didn't like each other.
Right. No.
They broke up because of all the extenuating circumstances. Mm-hmm. So that becomes much harder for her to get over him, which is why Rory's pressing her. How long did it take you to get over Max? And she's like, I can't give a time mm-hmm. limit because she's not over him.
No.
Okay. I know we need to take a break. So before we take a break, mm-hmm. we have an announcement that's exciting.
What?
Tell us. Everyone can get the theme song now.
Oh,
your
yes.
song
yes. Oh,
is
good.
Available.
You brought that up. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, it's the theme song is now available on iTunes and I believe Amazon and Spotify and maybe some other platforms. But those are the big three. So it's called I Want to Kiss You More. Okay. And it's the theme song for the podcast. And go ahead and take a listen. Let me know what you think.
And everybody's been asking us that on Instagram. So now we can answer all those people saying, how can I get it? You can get it.
Enjoy the song, everybody. Let me know how you feel about it, what you think about it, if it made you feel anything. All right, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the breakup part two and Tristan and Rory, all that's going on in there. We'll be back in a minute. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy Getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent, telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step, and you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, we're back. I'm Scott Patterson. This is the iHeart I Am All In podcast. And my God, Tristan and Rory, finally, right? The big party, Whose house? That was Louise's. Whose house was that? That was not Louise. Was it Louise's stepfather's house?
Yeah, it was a big old mansion.
And he was away. He was in Japan on business or vacation, something. Anyway, they had the whole castle to themselves with a pool table and a DJ.
And more soda than I've ever seen in my life.
French soda everywhere. Everything was French, right?
So here's my first thing I need to know from you.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts right now on Dean? And what are your thoughts on Tristan?
I feel sorry for both of them. I feel they're just getting vulnerable. And that's what you want to see. You know, all the bravado and the facade is all down now. So you see these guys for who they really are. And it's just so nice to see Tristan as he really is. And He's just a normal kid now and with normal. Well, I mean, he's a very wealthy kid, but his heart is broken. And she was obviously not the girl for him what was her name? Brooke?
Summer.
Oh, boy. Well, she was hell on wheels. She was hell bent for leather, that yeah. one, wasn't she?
Jesus. Yeah, and Summer just did not care, even if Tristan's like the cutest, most popular boy. She was just like, bye.
No, she, no. So, you know, he dodged a bullet there. And gosh, he showed us a side of himself that attracted the likes of one Rory Gilmore.
Yes.
Which was very surprising. Yes. And, you know, I guess once he stops being a jerk, then he's okay, right? He's got yeah. a heart. So he showed some heart and he showed some empathy and he showed, you know, what every woman wants in a man and
yeah.
and, or in a boy. yeah, interesting party. Lane hooked up about the kiss. It was interesting about that kiss between Tristan and Rory. You know, it really triggered that whole flood of emotion for her when she mm-hmm. realized that she just was feeling bad about Dean and what she mm-hmm. sort of didn't react and trying to figure out her own feelings. God, being 16 and feeling all that stuff, man, I remember mm-hmm. that. It's tough. God, you go through so much.
Yeah. The whole sort of trajectory of the breakup, you know, she's sad. Then she's trying to sort of like compensate mm-hmm. with the list mm-hmm. and all the things and the, I'm not going to wallow and, right. you know, doesn't want to talk about it. Then decides I'm going to go to this party. And then basically does see that side of Tristan, but then the kiss just pushed her right back, mm-hmm. you know, to her heartbreak. Mm-hmm. It was overwhelming and you could relate to sort of all of it.
But I thought she played that kiss really well mm-hmm. because there was so much, you know, she was confused. She was a little scared when he was coming in for it. He was, you know, he was a little scared too, but he was determined. He's Tristan. He's going to kiss her. But she played that beautifully. It was like three chapters, you know, a beginning, a middle, and an end, and she pulled away, and it was just so conflicted. There was so much going on with her in that moment,
mm-hmm.
And I thought very well played on her part.
Yeah, and somebody like Summer really had to sort of stick it to Tristan yeah. for Tristan to become a nice boy, like yeah. a nice guy that you're like, oh, I do feel sorry for him, and he is sweet.
God, it's amazing. It's amazing what you attract into your life when you project a certain qualities. My God.
He's complicated, Tristan.
Yeah, he is.
How about that Paris just wanted to leave and her mom made her stay till 10:30?
Oh, that was great. She runs up. Rory, what time is it? My watch stopped. It won't work. What time is it? 10:35. Yes! She's gone. She runs out. She sprints out of that place. It was hysterical.
Oh, that was really funny.
Oh, my goodness.
That whole party was wild.
I wanted to, that was a party that I wanted to go to. That was like, that's a high school party.
I love how pissed Paris is. Jesus. That Lane rolls in for 5 minutes and gets a boyfriend. Paris is literally like, what the F? Like, she's only been at this school for 100 years. This girl's here for 4 minutes. It's so perfect. Oh my God.
Well, guys don't go up to girls that are, you know, have those sour faces. Doesn't work.
I love that Lane. I know that's so true.
Doesn't work.
I love that Lane's like, she's all, oh my God, I like a boy that my parents will approve of. Right. What am I doing?
Yeah,
like
the whole thing. Yeah, gotta sabotage this. What
I just can't handle how much is happening. Because we haven't even talked about like Suki and Jackson and the dinner and Lorelai comes in to borrow the car.
Oh my God.
I mean, oh my God.
I know. Where are we going to go next? So, all right. So we've discussed Tristan and Rory. That is an ongoing turn mm-hmm. of events. This will continue to unfold, I guess. I'm looking mm-hmm. forward to that. Dean is, man, that's tail between his legs now. He's getting his ass kicked by the Luke Danes. He's kicking some, putting him in headlocks now. What a town. He wants to go back to Chicago at this point. You know, it's like, forget it.
And then Max and Lorelai, like,
I know.
I don't even know how they sort of like ended it. They're like, okay, we're going to talk.
Yeah. He doesn't want to get his heart crushed again. He's trying to give it the best possible chance it can have by mapping out a game plan. And especially with somebody like her who doesn't follow the rules, right? And he's not really following the rules either. But, you know, he's got to lay down the law here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want to do this, if you really want to do this, because he suspects, like, what she did with Christopher when she's in deep pain or she's confused mm-hmm. or whatever, she'll run off and, you know, she'll try to, you know, she'll do a little Olympic training. And, you know, he doesn't want to be that guy. He doesn't want to get used, right?
I hope everyone knows what Olympic training
is. He doesn't want to be used for that purpose. And he's in love with her. And,
yeah,
you know, this is his shot. So he wants it to be, look, this is how he wants to, he just wants to be very clear that he's getting involved again. And this is her shot.
Like, if he takes the table, you sit there, I'll sit here. Right. We'll put this table between us.
I'm sorry. I still have to go back. I have this sort of knee-jerk reaction to these two together with their banter. It makes me very uncomfortable. It just
do you
does.
Still just do not like Max and Lorelai? talk to us.
Open. No, I don't. I don't like the banter because it's like the Luke Danes in me is rising up and it's like getting jealous.
Think how she feels about you and Rachel.
It's right, but we're not. I mean, I guess we're not really gushing in front of her. We're not.
Oh my God.
I wasn't gushing in front of her. I was smiling. I couldn't help myself.
Rewatch the scene where you come down the stairs and you're buttoning the shirt and you're all like sparkly eyed at Rachel. Yes. Rewatch it. You played it well.
Wait a minute. At the top of that scene, I played it with her feelings in mind. Right. And then when I realize that she doesn't have a problem with it, then that's when I crack a smile because, okay, so she doesn't care. And, you know, I'm not going to hurt her feelings with this. So I can.
I disagree.
You do.
I think that you were very sweet to Lorelai when you're talking about Rory. That was sort of when the like Papa Bear, the friendship with them came out and you were very protective and you kind of like vibing with Lorelai. Like, I got you. I got the whipped cream. I'm not going to tell anybody. I got you. Mm-hmm. We've got something special here. It was before that you come down and you're all just sort of hard eyes at Rachel. And I don't think you were hiding it. I think it was just like she had to see how much you two like each other.
Maybe. I don't know. She deserved it. You saying she didn't? No, every time I turn around, I'm trying to do a good deed for people. She's on another date, walking by in the snow.
No, I totally agree.
Making out with somebody.
And
I mean,
what, I know. And you guys what, are making I don't get so much my progress. Huh? I'm not saying it's
wrong. I'm
going
to send Rachel over to you to serve you coffee. You're going to have to deal with that after the Olympic events of the prior evening.
Fully justified, but I'm just saying it exists. Like, it's, I'm sure part of the reason she goes back to Max is because of Luke and Rachel.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, after losing, in her mind, the big love of her life, she goes back to mini me. No, I'm kidding. It's the only place she could go. And look, they're really right for each other. I like them together. It's just that it makes me so uncomfortable to see them doing those things.
Yeah, I was even a little uncomfortable in the bed scene. I'd love to know, Riley, what you thought too. Like, there was something weird.
They're almost too much alike, you know? It's like they say the same things to each other.
It was a little cringy. I don't know why.
Why was it cringy? Riley, what do you think?
It felt very soft. Like, it just felt like, I don't know if I've heard you talked about touching her elbow so many times, but I just like, it just felt like soft and it just felt mismatched. It just felt cringy, like Amy said.
Really?
I was uncomfortable with them in the bed and he's got his shirt off and it felt like, oh, is this weird?
Was he too needy? He looks a certain way, but he acts another way.
Yeah, we really have to break this down because there was something in the, okay, so we're specifically when they're in the bed and they're like cuddling and she's like rubbing his chest. I was like, why is this making me want to gag? In other scenes, like I'm always like, that's hot, you know? So it's not like all scenes like that bum me out. There's plenty that I'm like, yeah, but that one I was like, ew, this is weird.
You know what I would have liked better? And this just popped into my head. I would have liked to have seen a fight. I wish he'd have just kicked her out and slammed the door.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like he needed. Yeah, he caved really quickly.
It's like freaking man up and toss her. You know, don't get played like this. You know, even though she's, you know, it's heartfelt. She means it. It's like, hey, you know, you can't. I wanted to see, hey, you know what? Thanks for coming by, but you can't just pop into my life like this unannounced and scramble my eggs, try to scramble my eggs again. You know, I don't need this, you know?
Right.
And, you know, you better think about this before you make a move. I would have preferred to see that scene other than, you know, twirling his chest hair and her pinky, you know?
Yeah. Oh, God. I know there's something gaggy about it. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, we'll have to find out because if other people loved it, but I thought something was not, it was a little,
Yeah.
And then it was so like uncertain. So much is left open.
Right. And then,
like,
then it goes,
what are
so,
they doing?
Right. They reconsummate and then now there's.
And then this, we're just back to where we were.
Now we still have to talk again. Now we have to lay out some parameters because, you know, you're a mental case and, you know, I'm not going to be able to have a relationship with you. You know, because you're all over the map all the time. You show up at, you know, my door after 3 months. And
again, we'll continue to talk about it because this could be the problem in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ultimately, look, ultimately, it doesn't work out. We know this. I don't want to ruin it. But we need to remember this when it doesn't work out. So we go, it wasn't meant to work out.
Yeah, you've got two very impulsive people who are very attracted to one another, and it's just somebody just needs to get control of this thing. And I think that Max is trying to get control of this thing. That's why he wants to sit down and talk.
Yes, I'll give it to him that he kept trying. He kept trying.
Look, we need to sit down and talk about this. This is my life. This is could potentially be our lives together. This could be my career. This could. We have to sit down and talk about it like rational human beings. Who care about one another, who maybe want to make a future with one another. And let's talk about the consequences of us being together, what it's going to do to Lori, what it's going to do to Max's career, what it's going to do to Lorelai's career. I mean, there's, you know, little towns, bad PR, people talking, this guy, oh, it's what a scandal, what kind of a scandal this is. I mean, I grew up in a small town, you know, and, you know, little things like this are scandals and it can ruin reputations and it can make life very difficult for Rory. So it's a real conversation to have. For sure.
I like them, but now we're just in a bigger mess. Like, it's just a mess with them, but okay.
Yeah. Watch with the twirling of the chest hair. That was like, that put me over the edge.
That was the part for some.
That was a bridge too far for me.
For some reason,
twirling it.
When they're in that bed, all I could stare at was like, oh God, why is this so creepy?
Well, I feel like I like them together until that scene. I feel like it just ruined the whole thing. And I'm on that page of like, well, I don't like them together anymore.
I don't know. I can't. You know what? You're right. I can't figure it out either. Because it's like they're two incredibly attractive people, right? The both of them. They kind of look alike, don't they? Yes. Is it because they look like brother and sister, maybe? I mean, I know I'm reaching here, but it's like they're both, you know, dark haired and pale skin.
I don't know, but I think this is something that like we really do need to keep trying to figure out because something about it bugged all of us. So I don't think we're wrong.
No.
Something about it was cringy. I don't know. Gaggy. naked.
Is it the way she opened up her arms to him and like, come to me?
And here's the thing. Here's what's bothering me so much. Luke, the way he looked at Rachel.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know the same thing happened between Luke and Rachel that happened between Max and Lorelai.
Right.
We know they were all training for the Olympics. That being said, I didn't cringe when Luke kind of gave that look to Rachel. It was sort of like sweet. I was a little jealous. I felt bad for Lorelai. Like it was all good.
Right.
Whereas with Max and Lorelai, something is making me like, ugh.
It's because it's not opposites attracting. It's the same maybe. Attracting. So there's something a little incongruous with it. I don't know what it is. We'll
I don't know. We have to keep figuring it out. Obviously,
I don't know what it is. What the heck?
So, okay, before we get into pop culture, I do have one mystery thing I noticed that I won't reveal because we'll keep talking about it because I want you guys to go back and try and figure it out. In the scene where Luke and Lorelai are discussing the pancakes and the chocolate chips and the whipped cream, there is a misspelling. And I want to know if it was intentional. Like, I don't want to give too much away because I want everybody to go back and like look and analyze. Or if it was actually just like whoever made the thing in the diner misspelled something.
Okay. So we have to go back and watch it again?
Everybody's going to have to kind of watch it again and see if they can discover it. Because it was super subtle. And then I was like,
Why don't you just tell us what it is?
No.
Come on.
It's so much more fun if we wait till next week.
All right.
Keep it going. It's called a tease.
And you're such a tease. You know, he just needed to toss her. That's all. just no.
Get out of here, girl.
You know, get back where, get back to Stars Hollow with that stuff. What are you doing? You know,
he has this tiny apartment too.
I'm a Hartford guy. Yeah, right. Ground floor.
I mean, so does Luke.
Luke's got a diner. And he's got his dignity. Anyway, let's, you know, the mystery of the Luke, Lorelai, and Max triangle. My God. Well, it's I'm going to have to call my old math professor at Rutgers. Maybe he can help me figure it out. He'll create an equation for it. Anyway, we'll be back after these words, everybody. And what are we going to get into when we get back? What do you want to talk
about? Wallowing.
We're all going to wallow. All right. See you in a minute. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, everybody, we're back. We're going to discuss Rory wallowing. And
she did not want to wallow.
She didn't want to. Yeah, she was avoiding the wallow, getting beaten with the wallowing stick. She was holding it at arm's length.
And Lorelai really wanted her to wallow.
Do we remember our own childhood, teenage wallowing? Did we ever wallow? Did you ever
wallowed a couple months ago.
What? Did you?
Anyone really? Wallows when they have a breakup. I hate wallowing, but you kind of have to. Oh.
I got dumped by a girl. What was I? My junior year in high school. And it was a rainy day when she told me. And I walked home in the rain in my hoodie. I got soaked. and I wallowed.
And how long till you were over it?
I took that one pretty hard. I don't know. Strapped on my guitar and just wailed away. Didn't take long. I was fine.
So I read this book when I was in college. Yeah. Okay. And here's what it said. I've never actually done it, but I feel like people should try it because it made sense. So let's say you go through a breakup and you know how, like when you're in a breakup, you always think about the person. So Rory's like, Dean, everything's Dean. That's why she's like getting rid of the rooster and getting rid of the sweater and the fancy dress and all the stuff. Right. So this book said you're supposed to get a bucket of ice and you stick your feet in the bucket of ice. And then you think, you do your wallowing. So you think about the person. You're like, Dean, you know, I loved him. He gave me the bracelet. He built me a car. Like, you know, he said he liked my sweater. It made my eyes look nice. And you just think about all that stuff while your feet are in the ice bucket. And you train your brain to think of pain when you think of that person.
Oh, for God's sake. It was just some podiatrist who was trying to drum up business for Freud. He's treating frostbite. That's all it was. Taking advantage of people's pain.
Yeah. So when you think of, this is what the technique is. So that when Rory thinks of Dean, she will remember the ice and how uncomfortable it was. And then she won't like him anymore.
I mean, you know, the human brain, right? It's a wonderful thing.
It felt like that was a good idea.
It actually makes sense, you know? I think I'm going to try that.
It might as well.
I'm going to try that tonight with a couple people.
Tag us in your ice videos on Instagram.
Sitting there, feet in a bucket of ice, not thinking of you anymore. You know who you are.
Riley, how do you wallow?
My wallowing process is the same for every breakup. I either go through the full series of Friends or I watch Dirty Dancing.
Wow.
Yep. And I sing along.
Okay. First of all, the Dirty Dancing I get.
Dirty Dancing is more efficient. It's 2 hours, right?
Yes.
The whole Friends thing, that's hundreds of hours.
How many episodes is that?
Friends? Jeez, they did 200.
They all run together and you're wallowing.
Yeah.
They did 10 years, right? At least. They did 24 a year. They did, that's 242. Jeez. Watch the Dirty Dancing for God's sake.
Go for Dirty Dancing.
2 hours.
Carried a watermelon. Good. Will get you through that a lot.
Yeah. There you go.
But now I will try ice.
Yeah, try my ice thing. See how that goes.
All right. So what are we doing? We're gonna do a little pop culture.
I'm Riley, and this is your pop culture. So Lorelai is talking to Rory, and Rory's really wondering if Dean had the breakup in like already planned out. And Rory says, "How do you know?" And Lorelai says, "Because I've read every Nancy Drew mystery ever written." So many women have played the part of Nancy Drew, from Pamela Sue Martin in 1977 to Emma Roberts in 2007. Powerful women like Hillary Clinton, Barbara Walters, and Sandra Day O'Connor have cited Nancy Drew as their favorite character. And Playboy once featured a sexy Nancy Drew cover.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They are walking through the alley, and Lorelai says, "Yeah, you know, honey, trash doesn't actually talk unless it is in Sesame Street." This is reference to Oscar the Grouch, who has been a character on Sesame Street since 1969. Oscar was voiced by Carol Spinney, who also voiced Big Bird, and Oscar's first words on Sesame Street were, "Don't bang on my can, go away."
Could you give that to us in a bit more of an Oscar the Grouch type of voice?
I feel like I only know Cookie Monster. Mm-hmm. Is Oscar like higher?
Yeah,
like,
give us some effort here.
You can do it as Cookie Monster. Just give us something.
"Don't bang on my can."
Do it again. You left out two words. You have to say "go away." "Don't bang on my can, go away." Go ahead.
"Don't bang on my can, go away."
Nice. Well struck, McEnroe.
You know, Animal from the Muppets. That's what you sounded like that time. Oh God.
Doesn't matter.
At least it was one puppet.
I can't breathe. Keep going.
Next we have Luke says goodbye to Dean in many different languages after they have their fight. And Lorelai says, "Can we get off the Small World ride and get to cooking, please?" So the Small World ride first opened in Disneyland in 1966. It featured 29 different countries with 289 what they call dull children. And the featured song plays around 1,200 times during a 16-hour operating day at Disney Park, which would give anyone a headache. Rory is listing off all the wonderful things they can do instead of thinking of Dean. And Rory says, "We could stuff our purses full of Sour Patch Kids and Milk Duds and go see the Stars Hollow Elementary School production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?" This is a play by Edward Albee, first staged in October of 1962. It was later recreated in 1966, film starring Elizabeth Taylor. Elizabeth Taylor gained nearly 30 pounds to play the role of a middle-aged wife just for this movie. And the play has been parodied on TV by The Simpsons, American Dad, and Saturday Night Live. Again, in the alley, Rory makes Lorelai walk through all the garbage. And Lorelai says, "No, this is good. This is like G.I. Jane, but we get to keep our hair." So G.I. Jane is a 1997 American war drama featuring Demi Moore. Jane, Moore's character, underwent grueling military training in the film, and the actress actually shaved her head to get into the character's mindset.
Viggo Mortensen was great in that film. He was her commanding officer.
I forgot that he was in it.
Yeah.
It was a weird flop.
It didn't do well, really?
No, it did not.
It's a very watchable film.
I have to give it another go.
His performance was Ridley Scott. Right? Ridley Scott.
I think it was supposed to be like huge, but then it just was not. Same as Ishtar. Did we do the Ishtar reference?
No, Ishtar was the biggest flop in the history of history.
That is a perfect segue into our next pop culture. So this one is jam-packed. Lorelai suggests all the movies Rory could be watching while she wallows. Lorelai says, one day of pizza and pajamas, I'll rent Love Story and The Champ, An Affair to Remember, and Ishtar.
Love Story.
Ishtar. Young people don't even know what Ishtar is, and they all need to watch it.
Warren Beatty and
wasn't it Dustin Hoffman?
Dustin Hoffman in the desert. Yeah.
Oh.
The next film she suggests is Love Story, which is a 1970s American romantic drama. The film is considered one of the most romantic by the Film Institute, on number 9 on the list, and is one of the highest grossing films of all time. Mm-hmm. The next film she suggests is The Champ, which is a fighting movie and very much not really a wallowing movie. It is a 1931 film, later remade in 1979, starring legend John Voight.
Is that John Voight? Angelina Jolie's dad. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it is a wallowing movie because it's so sad. Champ. Oh.
Actually, over 2,000 children were interviewed for the role of TJ Flynn, played by Ricky Schroeder. Lastly, we have An Affair to Remember, a 1957 American romance film directed by Leo McCarey and starring Cary Grant and Deborah Kerr. There's a very funny scene in Sleepless in Seattle where they talk about An Affair to Remember. Who has seen it?
Oh, God, that's the best. Because Rita Wilson is like, she's related to Tom Hanks, but she's not married to Tom Hanks in Sleepless in Seattle, obviously. But she's telling him about Affair to Remember. Oh, my God, everybody needs to watch that scene. It's so hilarious. And she's like crying and all the boys in the scene are like totally making fun of her. Oh, it's so good.
The last movie Lorelai suggests is Old Yeller. She says, so should we rent Old Yeller too? Or is that just a guy's crying movie? Old Yeller was made in 1957 and Disney actually recycles their sounds so you can hear the same growling noises made in Lady and the Tramp. And Old Yeller's death is one of the most tearful scenes in cinematic history. You can't not cry. Lorelai gives an absurd reaction to everyone being up so early in town. Lorelai says, jump back. And Rory is very confused by that reference. Lorelai says, Kevin Bacon, Footloose, reaction to the no dancing in town rule is revealed to him by Chris Penn, brother to Sean, sage to all. Footloose is a 1984 American musical drama starring Kevin Bacon, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Sean Penn's brother, Chris Penn. The film was later recreated in 2011. Producers actually wanted Tom Cruise to play the role of Ren, but there was a scheduling conflict. Like we said, Lorelai mentions the iconic jump back. But arguably, one of the most notable Kevin Bacon quotes is, let's dance, at the very end. While it was a great movie, the plot was very odd, setting place in a town that banned dancing. But why did nobody question this while they were enjoying it? It made Kevin Bacon's career, and what's your favorite Kevin Bacon movie?
I don't know. What's your favorite Kevin Bacon movie?
Footloose. I love Footloose.
I was supposed to do a movie with Meryl Streep, and but Curtis Hanson gave him the role over me. What was that? It was called, David Strathairn.
Is that it? Oh, yeah.
You know, The River Wild.
Oh, yeah. That was a good movie.
Kevin Bacon. Yeah, he did a good job. He's a good actor.
I like him in the X-Men movies. Oh, I know. Pardon me. Apollo 13. I freaking love him in Apollo 13. Oh, and A Few Good Men. What am I even talking
about? Oh, yes.
A Few Good Men is probably my favorite Kevin Bacon movie.
I agree. That's when I saw another side of him that wasn't boyish. And I thought, yeah.
He was like a stud in that.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Animal House.
Oh, Animal House. Good one, Riley. Oh,
that's right. God, he's been around forever. That's right. He was so young. He was like a teenager, wasn't he?
Yeah. Jesus. Good one.
That is it for our pop culture this week.
Okay. My favorite line. I really wanted it to be turn around, bag boy, that Luke says, turn around, bag boy, but I changed it to this one. I never liked him. I don't know exactly what it was. Something about the shape of his forehead, his height, or the floppy hairstyle. Actually, yes, I think it was the floppy hairstyle. Thank you so much, Kirk.
My favorite line is from Dean after the fight, and he says, obviously, you're not exactly known as the town crack up towards Luke.
Danielle.
So my favorite line is from Paris when she says, she's been here 5 minutes and already has a date. I've been going to the school for 9 years and I'm the French soda monitor.
Oh, that's my favorite line. You stole it.
Ah, darn.
The French soda monitor. I thought that was a great line. Anyway, that's my line too. All right, I think we've covered. Oh, what's the required reading? Nancy Drew by Carolyn Keene. So let's get on it, people.
Yeah,
brush up on your Nancy Drew. I know I'll be doing that tonight.
And next week, the third Lorelai.
Next week is the third Lorelai.
Yeah.
Have you seen it yet? We haven't seen it yet, have we?
I might have peeked at it because
I was curious.
We're going to be interviewing the third Lorelai.
We are. Marion Ross.
Marion Ross. The iconic Mrs. Cunningham.
I couldn't help myself. I did peek at it.
Did you peek at it?
I did a little bit. Not a lot. No, I just wanted to.
It's hard not to because Netflix rolls you into the next one.
They do. So they manipulate you all week. They send you emails. They things pop up and you're like, Scott, you're going to complete your one. You know? I know your feet are up on the. I know you're drinking. I know you're chomping on some pork rinds. What are you doing? You're watching golf again?
Scott, are you going to come? complete your
viewing. Scott, come on, complete it. We're over here on Netflix. We're waiting for you.
Get ready for the third Lorelei.
Fireworks, huh? Fireworks and money and Marion Ross.
Talk to you then.
Everybody, and don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.